Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. It is time for Bar Comedy USA News with my man, Jerdog. Jerdog, what's happening today, my friend?
Oh, good morning, Double T. It's good to talk to you, and I just want to give you a heads up. I'm not feeling in too humorous of a mood this morning. I don't even really want to talk about it, but I will say this. It's not as easy as people think. Just getting into comedy mode on command.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure wherever you are and you're with friends or people you don't know or you meet them for the first time, they're like, all right, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a comedian. Well, then say something funny then. You know, you can't just, you got to be ready. You got to warm up, right?
That's true, and sometimes you can do it, but it's like trying to remember your Wi-Fi password when you're drunk. You know you got it. You're just going to have to dig deep to find it.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit of an effort, you know, to get it going, to get it kickstart. Like an old car, you know, you just can't turn it on. Sometimes you got to press the gas a couple of times. You got to jump up and down. You got to do some goofy stuff. But then once you get it going, it's rolling and it's going well.
That's right. And, you know, with comedians, when you make it look easy, people say all the time, oh, I'm funny. I could be a comedian. Like, you probably are funny in a lot of situations, and I'm sure you have an amazing sense of humor, but can you do it at 8 p.m. on Friday night?
Every Friday night, you know, maybe every Saturday night, too. And you could get a good show, and you could kill it, and the crowd loves you, but guess what? Then it's over, and then you got to start all over again the next time or the next show or the next time you're doing a performance.
That's right. And no matter what else might be going on in your life, just the general beat down BS of life itself doesn't always have you in that humorous mood. You know, I got to be honest with you, Double T. Most days I actually wake up a little angry about something.
But that's good. That feeling, that anger that produces other feelings, which is comedy.
You try to channel all that into comedy gold. You know, that's the thing about doing stand-up comedy is once you get over the nonsense, you can usually turn that into something that's positive. In the meantime, you got to do a radio spot and crack jokes pissed off about your broke-down car. I'm just trying to say, Double T, a lot of people say, oh, you're so confident. You make it look so easy. Well, that is a facade. There's a lot of fragile ego and a whole lot of self-doubt. And you're right. Sometimes that means we're going to have to sacrifice our dignity in the process.
And then not all the time when you're in that mood and you're trying to get it going, do you have a good crowd? Not every crowd is a great comedy crowd. Some of them you got to work a little bit harder for. That makes it even more difficult when you're in a grumpy mood.
Oh, 100%. If you've got a resilient bunch, you know, hecklers, and, you know, a crowd that's not really paying attention, and you've got some sort of existential crisis going on in your life at the same time, those are the types of video clips that go viral. Those are the clips where it's like comedian snaps on heckler, smashes him in the head with a guitar.
Have you personally ever had an experience like that?
There have definitely been times when I was desperately looking around the stage for a guitar. What it usually turned out, Double T, is me taking a few too many shots of tequila and then just yelling at the audience for the next 30 minutes.
I mean, is that the way to get over it? You know, when you're in that mood and you're trying to shake it, you got to get up. The show must go on. A couple of shots of tequila or some sort of booze. Is that kind of what helps you get through?
It'd make the comedian feel better. Probably not the venue owner, operator, booker. When they have to refund ticket money. Those are the nights, Double T, but I'm like, you know what my closing bit is going to be?
What's that?
I'm just going to pee in a bucket on the stage.
Now, that would definitely go viral.
In more ways than one. Online and the biohazard that it would create after I finished, like, the Gallagher concert.
It's Bar Comedy USA News with comedian Jerdog. Tell everybody about the Pub and Grub Comedy Tour and how they can find it.
Well, you can go to barcomictix.com. That's T-I-X. not ticks like that big bug that lands on your dog in the summertime. Bar Comic Ticks, TIX.com. Go see the Pub and Grub comedy tour. When life gives you lemons, make things with lemons.
It's Rockford's home for Classic Rock 96.7 The Eagle.